You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments of the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we're taking a look back at the top moment in men's tennis history. May 21st, 2000, playing the national title match of the 2000 NCAA Division III Men's Tennis Championships on the campus of Kalamazoo, Michigan, 4th-ranked Trinity University defeats Gustavus Adolphus College 4-3 to earn the program's first-ever NCAA Division III Men's Team title. After rallying to tie the match at 3 points apiece, Trinity's Ed Ron remained on the court, needing a win at number 4 singles to give the Tigers the title. After dropping the first set, the junior rallied to win his individual match 3-6, 6-4, 6-3, and the celebration was on. Trinity became the first school in Division III history to win the men's and women's tennis championships in the same year as the Trinity women knocked off the University of California, San Diego. Today we are joined by former Trinity head coach and Trinity graduate and All-American Butch Newman. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, we're glad to be here and recall such an unbelievable moment in my life.
Coach, first of all, heading into that season, you were coming off a 1999 year where Trinity finished fourth in the country, and in 98 you guys finished tied for fifth. You had some recent success, but did you have a feeling going into that 2000 season that this team had a chance to be special and make that run to the national title that they did?
Well, to be honest, yeah, those were – on the men's side, yes, I thought we had a chance to win that thing. That was one of my best men's teams I've ever put together. The guy who played number 5 that year had played number 1 previous year, and so we had like 6 number 1 players, I thought, all the way from top to bottom. The women's side, I thought we were rebuilding. It was a heck of a rebuilding year, obviously. We just reloaded, but I didn't ever dream that we would even be, you know, I never dreamed I had the boldness to think that we'd win both of them. But I knew that the men had as good a shot as any team out there, and that's all you hope for.
Coach, heading into that national tournament on the men's side, Trinity was coming off its 7th straight SCAC title. How does not only in terms of confidence of winning the conference title, but going through that SCAC tournament help prepare your team as you guys head into the national tournament?
Well, you know, the conference tournament, you just mentioned we won 7 straight. You know, they were – that's amazing we did, because I know we had some matches in the finals where we were down 2 or 3 match points to lose the conference championship, you know. But those conference championships were very competitive, very intense, and very preparational, you know, for the NCAA tournament, because, wow, the intensity was right up there with where it is when you're playing for the national title. So it was a great preparation for us.
On the men's side, Coach, as you guys enter the NCAA tournament, the Trinity misses out on the chance to host a regional tournament. You guys instead had to fly out to Virginia. Knowing that you weren't going to be able to host, did that team sort of come together a little bit, kind of have a chip on their shoulder, able to more focus and come together as a team as you guys went to Virginia and made it through that quarterfinal match?
It's always an advantage if you host at home. You don't have to travel, but it can be an advantage when you don't host at home also, because sometimes there can be distractions, and it is easier, I think, to come together. And, you know, because even when you're at home, you're sleeping at different beds, you're doing things at different times. And, I think probably we had a little chip on our shoulder. We didn't get to host. We probably thought we should have. We were really intent on you know, proving something, but the fact that we're sleeping together, eating together, doing everything together, it's easier to get in one mind and one accord.
You know, Coach, obviously with the win over William & Mary, you guys sort of move into that final 8 and head into that quarterfinals of the NCAA tournament up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. A little tricky for you, obviously, being the head coach of the men's and the women's. You mentioned the women's success. Obviously, they're running the national tournament. You were with them the whole season throughout that NCAA tournament. Just talk to me how it was as a head coach, being in two places at once, or trying to be in two places at once, obviously not being able to do that. How are you getting relayed the scores? How are you keeping up with the men's scores and able to still coach those guys through it?
Well, in much the same way that we're doing it right now, cell phone. I mean, thank goodness, you know, we had cell phones, and so I could keep track of everything. But it was really heart-wrenching to have to decide to go with one team or the other when you both get to the Final 8, you feel like both of them have a great shot of winning it. And so I just felt like the guys were more capable of taking care of themselves, and Keith, who was the assistant coach, I felt like I needed to stay with the ladies, but to stay on top of both matches as they were going on, wow, especially on that final day, it got to be, a pretty testing, challenging, exciting, exhilarating experience when it was all over with. And I found out 30 minutes prior to the women's winning that the men had clinched and come from behind in the final match to win their national championship.
Coach, in that first match of that final eight, you faced DePaul in the quarterfinal, a familiar opponent who you just met 3 weeks prior in the SCAC championship, and you were able to take care of the Tigers and win that 4-0, advancing to face the top-seeded University of California, Santa Cruz. Trinity was down 0-2. You guys clawed your way back to advance to the finals with a 4-3 win. How much resilience did your team show in that match, and did that surprise you at all with this team that you had worked and fought so hard throughout the whole season?
Well, we always thought Santa Cruz was the best team in the country that year, and always they are ready for national championships, even when they're not. But when we got by that match, some of our guys stepped up and played the best tennis they'd played all year long. And so we knew, wow, we beat what we thought was the best team. You know, playing Gustavus the next day, I figured, even though I'm in St. Peter, Minnesota, and they're playing in Kalamazoo, Michigan, I figured, the men are going to win and I'm not going to be there. But it turned out to be a much, much more difficult challenge and day the next day than I ever anticipated.
Well, you mentioned the challenge, Coach, obviously, and advancing to the finals against Gustavus Adolphus. The match was tied at 3-3, and as I mentioned earlier, Junior Edron in his number 4 singles match remained the lone match on the court. First of all, I just want to ask, as a former player and a coach, talk about the pressure of being the lone match on the court, knowing that this team game has come down to your individual effort and how the amount obviously is magnified with the national championship on the line.
Well, you know, there's nobody I'd have rather had on the court than Ed Ron being the last match, because he loved pressure. He rose to the occasion. The guy never, ever had any negative thoughts. He was just out there going for it, playing his game, playing to win. And so I felt good that it was Ed. But, you know, he was down 3-1 the third set, I think, and had to come back to win that match. And so, if anybody can pull your team through, it was Ed, and he did.
Well, you mentioned the positive thoughts, never anything negative. Coach, the junior went on to win after falling in the first set 3-6, ended up winning 3-6, 6-4, 6-3 for the first ever men's national team title. You know, just talk about how you found out, obviously, not being there in Michigan, but being in Minnesota. What was your reaction? And obviously, in the middle of a girls' national championship match, how were you able to keep your composure and keep your girls' focus? And just talk a little bit about that moment.
Well, I didn't let – we're down to our last match on the court in St. Peter, Minnesota. The women had been down 4-1, and we started winning matches as they came off, and they were all close as, you know, could possibly be, 4-2, 4-3. And one of the matches that turned out to be the last match on, she had lost the first set and was down 4-1 in the second. And we were just wanting her to stay on the court a little bit longer. She starts winning games and wins the second set. And when she wins the second set, before the start of the third set, we find out the men won the national championship. And Ed Ron had pulled his match out. So, I mean, wow. I'm thinking, ooh, we got a national championship. Pressure's off. But now the women got a chance to do it too. And this was a freshman girl, Abby Ulrich. You know, we figured, wow, she won the second set. She is out there in her third set, plays the best set of her life, wins going away 6-1 in the third. You know, and then we got a double national championship within 30 minutes. We were like a bunch of wild Indians, you know, circling the wagons. We were so excited. It was just the most amazing, exhilarating, you know, experience. I still remember that day, and I'll remember it as long as I live.
You know, Coach, I can just obviously hear the excitement in your voice. Being a Trinity graduate and being back at your alma mater, not only having the opportunity to coach at Trinity, but also then, you know, as we've talked about, guiding them back to a national championship. Just talk about what that experience is like for you.
Well, it's still like a dream. I mean, I was walking in a cloud, you know, for days after the experience. The reality of what had been accomplished was, it didn't sink home, you know. And I couldn't believe that we not only won our first one, we won our second one. I mean, and with first school to do so, I mean, I was just so thankful for everybody, everything, the assistants, the players, to my creator for putting me in a position to feel such a unbelievable blessing because, you know, I was, as a coach, so proud, but everything just seemed to come together, and you know, it was like walking in a fog for several weeks after the actual experience.
And finally, Coach, just take me through sort of the lasting, you know, memories and thoughts that you always have, not only from that weekend, from the national championships, but just those teams, that whole season as it got developed throughout the course that you'll never forget, and that was so special for you at the run you made.
Well, you know, we had a team of guys that were so committed. We had some good senior guys. They had barely lost in the semis the year before, we had a theme. It was a challenge team theme, you know. And we still have this T-shirt that everybody had signed in my office at Trinity. But I always felt like this is one of the best group of guys I could have ever assembled, you know, and I didn't know what it was like to win a national championship, having never won one, but the fact that I knew what a quality bunch of committed, hard-working, high-minded guys we had, I knew we had a great, great shot. And so it was an awesome year because I knew in my heart this team could do it, the men's team. The women's team, boy, that just happened to be an extra bone that God threw out there for us because I think that's why I went with them, because I felt like they needed the extra confidence, the extra coaching, everything extra that we possibly had to give them a chance also. That memory is so vivid. I mean, we were jumping on top of the vans, yelling and screaming. Assistant coach had his hair dyed yellow that night by the girls on the team. I mean, it was an amazing celebration. We did know how to celebrate, that's for sure.
Trinity University graduate, All-American, and former head coach of the Trinity tennis teams, Butch Newman. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Congratulations on being a part of the top 20 moment in the last 20 years of men's tennis history at the SCAC. And congratulations and best of luck as you move on forward.
Hey, thank you very much, Andrew, for allowing me to recall one of the greatest moments of my life.